Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, my name is Frankie Macias. I was born in Mexico and migrated to the States when I was 17 years old. The title of my talk is Overcome Fear and Unleash Your Full Potential. But let's start by defining what fear is. The word fear in Greek is the word phobos. It's where we get the word phobia. It originally means to withdraw, to run away, but not because danger was certain, but because there is some perceived threat. In Hebrew, the word most associated with fear is yira, which has a double meaning. It can be either terror, or it can also mean awe, such as reverence, standing in front of something bigger, knowing that you have a choice. So you can either shrink back or you can rise. So when we talk about overcoming fear, we're not saying pretend it's not there. We're asking, what if fear is the sign you are on a sacred ground? That was me when I was 17 years old and I came to the United States. I didn't speak English. I didn't have money. I left everything behind me in Mexico, my childhood friends, and many of my loved ones. But I wasn't completely fearless. However, somewhere deep down, I knew I had to do this. And I had a choice. I could change the entire trajectory of my life. So one of my first jobs was working at a sandwich shop while I was taking English classes. Later on, shortly after a few months, I got a different job. I started working at an Italian store in Elmwood Park, Illinois. Then I took an exam and received my GED. And 2 years later, I was able to join college, something I've been wanting to do for years. I was still taking English classes. And 4 years later, I was able to earn a bachelor's degree in electronics engineering. So I was able to see how I could reap the benefits of something, doing something while I was scared. I had started something, and if I hadn't done it, I could have been looking back and thinking, what if? Most people, when they hear the word fear, they think stopping. But fear often means pay attention, have awareness. Imagine a wild animal is trying to protect their cubs from an attacker. He may be fearful, but he don't show it. He's protecting his cub from the predator. So when you're nervous, what happens? You have awareness. You have that adrenaline that maybe make you start to sweat. Because even though you started for a test all night, you know that you're about to encounter something very important. Perhaps a task, a challenge, a test, or a job interview. Maybe you want to impress your girlfriend on the first date. Or maybe you're standing in front of a crowd for the first time. But what happens after you've been doing something for several years? Perhaps your entire life. You become an expert. You have that unbreakable confidence because you're great at what you do. You feel too comfortable. Do you like being in your comfort zone? Or do you like being challenged? I personally like using my brain, not do things so repetitive or mechanical. So after working about 20 years in several different big companies and becoming one of the greatest in the electronics engineering position, and while I was also making good money, I felt that I was being too comfortable. Yes, I was at my job for the last 13 years, coming into work, doing the same routine. I did almost everything with my eyes closed. Yes, I was in my comfort zone. But fear did not stop there. I started to have a different type of fear. This time, it wasn't fear of survival anymore. It was fear of settling. And just as accepting that this could have been what I have been doing the rest, what I could have been doing the rest of my life, unless I decided to make a change. And sometimes just thinking that most of my relatives have worked at the last job for most of their lives, now I had to think and make a decision for myself. Do I stay here or do I start going to a different company and perhaps going through the same routine? Maybe doing something different, going to the unknown. And that is when my wife and I started thinking about building our own company. Actually, she started thinking about it before I thought about it. The company didn't have a name, but she knew that she wanted to leave her job. Later on, I came in and joined her. The company was being transformed through time, and now even evolved with its own name. It's called Bold Impression Media. Going through those stages, I felt the same fear again. But again, it wasn't fear of the unknown. It was the fear of what if I never try? Because the truth is, fear doesn't mean that you're weak. It means that you're about to do something that matters, something very, very important. But was it easy? Was it easy to make such an important decision that could change your life for the better or for the worse, but it could be a very big change? No, it wasn't easy. But was it worth it? Certainly it was. This opened the opportunity to meet many like-minded people like Jose Escobar from CLA, whom I met at a network event. He has helped me grow as a person, as a business owner, and also allowing me to speak in this platform today. Yes, although confidence is important to make a change, what people need is something else to gain confidence. You don't wake up one day just feeling ready to launch your business, stepping on a stage, or getting in front of the camera. What people need is clarity. When you have clarity, it gives you direction. When you have a direction, it creates a momentum. And with momentum, you start to build confidence. And it's not always the strongest person who makes big moves. When you start talking to people that have started businesses, you realize that a lot of times they started from the bottom. They started grinding. Have you ever seen a person who may have either physical deficiency but has the greatest confidence? How did they get that? Well, for example, when talking to weightlifters, I found that most of them had something in common. Either they were 140, 150 pounds soaking wet, or they were a little bit overweight. And maybe some of them were bullied or lacked confidence. But they started to build confidence by dedicating and experiencing pain as their muscles grew stronger. Likewise, if you want to overcome fear, start by recognizing that you are the one that can make that change and take the first step to move forward. You will then build confidence and will be bold and start to overcome fear. Only then you'll be able to unleash your full potential. With the help of my wife, Olga, for almost 20 years, we make an excellent example of that. After started our own business, we hired a business coach who gave us clarity and helped us know which direction we needed our business to go. And although it was somewhat painful, with the right direction, we started to build confidence. As a result, now we're helping other business owners to unleash their full potential, whether to their personal brand or their business itself. We help them get clear on who they are, what they want to say, and how to show up boldly on camera, on stage, and in their brand. Especially because, let me tell you, for many, to be in front of the camera, whether it's photo or video, is not very easy. We're not born to be in front of the camera. It's not always about looking good. Anybody can dress nicely and look good, but do you feel confident? Are you being seen and feel being seen? That is the most important part. Most people fear being visible because they haven't yet made peace with their own story. But when you put in the work, fear turns into fire, and fire creates transformation. This conference is called Forge for a reason. A forge is where metal is heated, beaten, and molded. That is pressure. That is fear. But it's also where something stronger is made. I have moments, plenty of them, where I thought, leaving my corporate job, what if it doesn't work? What if I embarrass myself? What if I let people down? What will people say about leaving my career that I work hard and spend so much money on it, working for about 20 years, and then go to work behind the camera? But you know what? There's always two sides. You can either think that way or switch the perspective and turn something negative into positive. Yes, forge it and make it stronger. So instead, why don't you ask, what if this does work? What if I make a better version of myself? What if I prove people wrong? And what if I make my family proud and encourage others to follow their dreams? But those questions are exactly why I needed to keep going. I wasn't only building a business. I was becoming the man I was meant to be. But what about you? You're here joining this conference, not by accident. You chose to be here because you want to benefit yourself. You want to make a change in your life. You want to walk away with a lot of knowledge. You're being called to unleash your potential. Not when it's safe, but when it's scary. If it was safe, anybody would do it. That is how bold leaders are made, by taking risk and betting on themselves. I like to leave with you a tool that I've used personally, and now I share with people in stepping into something bold. It is called the FIRE method, F-I-R-E. It reminds us that pressure isn't punishment. It's preparation. So we'll start with the letter F. F means face it with faith. You can't conquer what you won't control. Most people try to avoid fear, but the boldest people face it head on, with faith, not in perfect outcomes, but in purposeful steps. Do you believe in a higher source? If so, have you prayed to him, asking for strength and boldness? That has certainly helped me face fear, knowing that I'm not alone. And yes, fear can fade when purpose gets louder. So what is your purpose? Another thing that has helped me overcome fear is facing fear head on. So one exercise that I would recommend is going to an isolated place where you have no distractions. You can sit down, you can think of all those things that bother you, all your fears, whether it's one or 10. You can write them down, you can say them out loud and yell out and say, bring it on, bring it on. I'm ready for you. Just like that boxer, that fighter, that train constantly, that which helped them build confidence. You too can overcome fear. Next, the next letter is the letter I. Identify the inner voice. The loudest fear is often your own. What is it that you're thinking? What are you afraid of? But so what is the story you're telling yourself? Are you doubting yourself, saying, I'm not ready. I'm not good enough. I'll mess it up. Fear thrives in confusion, but clarity rewrites the narrative. I had to come to the realization that I no longer had to build someone else's dream. That's when my dream came alive. The next word is the letter R. Reclaim the real you. So think about it. Who are you really? Are you the resume? Are you the job that you left? Are you the bank account? No, you're walking testimony crafted through trials, not through titles. A title does not define who you are. Remember, you are writing every day the story of your own journey. This is where I decided to flip the page and started writing a new chapter in my life, this time pursuing my creative, service-driven identity, leaving my corporate job behind. And the last letter is the word E for fire. Execute anyways. Yes, courage is not about certainty. It's about movement. It's about taking the next step. It's about being proactive, showing up to that meeting. Your future does not need perfection. Sometimes that holds us from doing it, thinking that it may not be perfect. All we need is action. So the question is, are you afraid? Do it anyways. I invite you to be the best version of yourself. So far, we've learned that fear is a feeling. Fear is not a reality. You can shut it down, or it can lead you to success, to transformation, finding clarity, purpose, and you can be the best version of yourself. You can make a change, or you can keep regretting the rest of your life for not making changes. So, has my journey been easy? No, and I didn't overcome fear by being fearless. I overcame fear by moving through it with wisdom, vision, and clarity. So ask yourself, when was the last time you made a bold move and did something you've never done before? I invite you to take your next bold step, whether it's big or small. Perhaps it's something that you've been waiting for to do all your life, but somehow you were held back because of fear. Today is the day to take action. You never know. You may be the next person inspiring others to do the same. Like the Greek word phobos or phobia, you can either withdraw or run away because of a perceived threat. Or the Hebrew word gyra, which means terror, but it can also mean awe, reverence. Standing in front of something bigger than you, and knowing that you have a choice. You can either shrink back or you can rise. You have a decision to make today. Today can be the day you can overcome fear and unleash your full potential and start writing the next chapter of your life, a new chapter of your life. Either that, or you can look back 5 years from now and wish you had done something different. Thank you, Frankie Macias with Bold Impression Media.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.